Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Hey, I'm Joe Healy. This is another episode of Dev Radio. Today I got the privilege of hosting the tattoo coder himself, Mr. Shane Boyer, out of Orlando, and he's going to be telling us some about his new app, Toonly. So, Shane, why don't we just start off? Where are you from? What do you do that you want to tell us? And then we'll get into your cool app.
All right. Thanks for having me, Joe. Appreciate the time here. I'm just north of Orlando, from a town in just north of Orlando called DeLand. Just writing some code here in Central Florida area, just a couple hours from you there in Tampa.
All right, so you just released Toonly?
Yeah, I actually went out maybe a couple 3 or 4 weeks ago. Yeah. Was the first release, done a couple of updates and some additions since then. It's a fun little app. Every time I get my phone to the kids to play it, they
50 words or less. What does it do?
Basically uses the Nokia Music Mix API. It's a quick game just to identify the artist or album playing. We've got a couple of different genres based on the API that's available there. You can choose different levels: fan, roadie, tour manager, based on the how you want to play the game that's there. And then
what's the difference in the three levels: fan, roadie, and tour manager?
So fan, you just you want to name the actual artist that's playing, and then roadie is a little harder. It's actually pretty hard. You want to name the song that's playing, and then the tour manager will kind of randomly pick one of those two options. Just goes through a series of five songs, and at the very end, kind of gives you a summary and the ability to download through Nokia Music or through Xbox Music.
Wow. So you doing any monetization on this? How are you monetizing with it?
I've got just the ads right now using a couple of different app providers, using the Microsoft Pub Center Interactive, and then using a 99 cents to remove ads, which is it's interesting to see the dynamics around that.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see that in the emulator too. So why don't you show us how this thing flies?
Sure. It's a quick little play now. We're going to go ahead and choose our genre. Just choose pop real quick. Let's choose the fan level. Hit play. Right now, just going through the API, it's randomly selecting the top artists and the top tracks that are there based on that particular genre and level. And come up. Actually, play the song.
All right. Let's...
Hey.
We could have made Chris guess it. He's our host on this thing. We should make Chris guess the music, right?
Right.
See, he's an audiovisual guy. See, well, he's cooler than me. You're the tattoo coder, so you can too.
But. So as you go through the app, I'm not sure who that is, so I'll just choose one. Tells you incorrect or correct.
Yeah, we're seeing correct next, so that one's... All right, there we go. Popping across. Right. Incorrect. Little things.
Yeah, like I would know One Direction. It's not my thing.
I did much better when you had the blues up. Well, I got to ask you about your personal choices, because I'm looking at the Windows Phone or the WP Central. Oh, your Windows Phone Store screenshots. And I notice a definite admiration for Justin Bieber up there.
That was this pure coincidence. I was doing some testing and doing some screenshots.
It was.
So, at the end of the game, basically we've got a summary, shows your level that you played, your score, the actual answers to the five questions, and then being able to look at each of the tracks. We've got some options here where you can actually share your entire score, look at the high scores that are available, your local high scores. I've got all the high scores for everybody's playing globally, and using Azure Mobile Services for this. It's one of the things I tend to talk about. Also in your profile, I'll give you the ability to link up your Facebook account, and it'll actually use the Facebook Graph API to post to your timeline. You can actually go to Xbox Music, and it'll actually load up the actual song.
So I'm sitting there listening to some blues. I got the Xbox Music Pass. Wow, I really like this. I want to download it.
Exactly.
So it's like music discovery with some puzzle challenges too there. So
yeah, and there's some options that we're looking at doing for future, like creating a list of your favorite artists and then actually building games based on some of your interests, not just random things too. So there's some future enhancements I'm already looking at.
You said I, and you also said we. Is there a partner in this one, or is it all a Shane Boyer deal?
Well, maybe it's just a little devil on my shoulder.
All right. Now, this is interesting from a geek aspect. I've done quite a few Windows Phone apps, and even though it is a picture of iPhone, you got the little X there. And I've never – that's not a common thing on an ad control, is it?
Yeah, so that's a I actually borrowed that from another app, that concept. It's just a canvas in XAML that I stack the ad underneath a grid. Mm-hmm. So that if somebody actually taps on that, you know, use some the transparency, the alpha channel, and gives them a touch target. So if they touch that particular part, like I don't want to see this ad, that then triggers the in-app purchase.
So that's how they can turn off ads for your for the whole app, and they don't have to deal with ads anymore.
Exactly.
And that's neat because you overlaid it on top of the ad control. That's a pretty neat little trick there.
Yeah.
All right. So what's kind of your favorite part of this application?
I really like the API. It was really easy to work with. It is a portable class library, which allows me to start working on the Windows 8 version. Which is currently in play, so I'm able to reuse everything that I've done for the phone app. I really like the sharing capabilities, and you know, it was nice picking on some of the older genres, you know, pop or rock, and being able to just hear music. Wow, I haven't heard that one in a long time. Didn't realize they had that in maybe Xbox Music Store. I can go and grab and download that and right to my phone without having to jump out. And being able to go back and forth between the games using the URI launchers. Was a nice feature that I like in it.
Cool. So you've been getting a lot of press off this app already, huh?
Like got a WP Central initially. They really enjoyed the game. One of the authors there really enjoyed it and did a nice write-up. And then, you know, I just threw out an update this past weekend and, you know, woke up Saturday morning and was surprised to see that they had done an additional article on the update. I added in the Facebook integration, which uses the Facebook SDK as well as the authentication portion of Azure Mobile Services to utilize that. So they did another nice write-up and really big spikes in downloads.
Is that one of your kids you're making pose for the Facebook picture?
It looks like one of them, but it's not. I actually paid for that picture.
Uh-oh. Finally, someone's finally paying for some iStock photos. Good job.
That's right.
Yeah, like Font 5 stuff. So a good deal. Support the ecosystem.
Right.
So there's a rumor going around you might pump out a Windows 8 version of this, huh?
Yeah, actually, I think if we have some time, we might even be able to fire that up so you can see it.
Oh, look, there's how you do your ad overlay.
Now you like that. So here would be like the Windows 8 version.
Yep.
Uses the same, obviously, same branding. You'll notice that the branding is pretty much the same wherever I'm at. It's important. Nice little new section. Then we've got the same profile options. So we're keeping the same props there.
Real good symmetry between the two apps. You know, same look and feel, great functionality. You know, the PCLs, I imagine, you know, just helping you tie things together. But that's pretty cool strategy with the two apps being symmetrical with each other. And then I imagine you'll be doing a lot of sharing of data between the two.
Yeah, certainly. And there's a good use of a good error there. The data that I'm collecting in Azure, because I store all of the games that are played in Azure right now. So these are actually the three most played genres in the world right now. And then I just use that data to go and pull the images from the SDK or from the API from Nokia to just give me those images for those tiles as I'm creating them.
So you're doing all you can to beef up the hip hop side?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. All right. So the phone app, anything else you want to say about it? What's your website? What's your Twitter? You know, all this kind of stuff. We're going to obviously, we got a future episode of this coming up where we're going to try and milk some marketing secrets out of you, but
sure.
As far as this app itself, you know, where can people get it? Is there a spot? Obviously, Toonly up on Facebook, Toonly Game, it looks like, facebook.com, Toonly Game.
Yeah, and actually, I've got a bit.ly. It's just bit.ly slash Toonly Game would be the actual link to download. It's a direct download from there. Obviously, I do write-ups on all my apps, some of the technologies and stuff that I use on my site, my blog, tattoocoder.com. And people can always reach out to me on Twitter, spboyer, S-P-B-O-Y-E-R.
All right. So a really cool, compelling little game from Shane. Help you build your music collection at the same time. You get to experiment around with it, have some fun, discover new music, and great little Nokia music integrated application. Also integration in with the Xbox Music Library, so you can download all your stuff and go. Sweet app. That's, you know, I'm babbling, but hey, it works.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Again, Shane Boyer out of somewhere north of Orlando, in DeLand, Florida. And find him on Twitter. And I'm sure you would love it if anyone watching, y'all just go out and please download his app. Check it out. And if you like it, give him the whole dollar. So there you go.